Okay, Joe, here we go. Okay, Dave, we want a heading of 203.
Okay, 203.
Checkpoint 1.
Gonna miss that double Ackerman, I can see that now.
Okay, we're moving forward, Joe.
Roger.
Ooh, hang on.
And we're coming around left. Heading directly south right now to miss some craters off to our right. Very subdued craters.
Okay, I'm going to take a little zigzag here.
On our right is,
hang on. Get a feel for this thing. 9 kilometers an hour, Joe. Hold the geology. Let's get the rover squared away first. Okay, 8 kilometers, up a little rise. 8, turning back.
Dave and Jim, Houston.
Speed's varying between 8 and 10. Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, our TV pan suggests you can go straight for St. George Crater and you'll find elbow okay. And we're suggesting you omit checkpoint 1. Riesling Crater should be a good landmark along the way and head 208. Over.
Okay, 208, Joe. Okay, we're doing 10 kilometers now. Now we're heading uphill. When we hit uphill, it drops down to about 8.
No dust, Joe. No dust at all.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. And, Jimmy, we're standing by for amp readouts.
Kilometers now. Okay. Amp readout is 15... Looks like 15 on 1. I can't quite see, 2.
Okay, I guess, could this be rising right here, Jim?
Probably is. This large depression off to our left?
Yeah. Well, I can see I'm going to have to keep my eye on the road. Boy, it's really rolling hills, Joe. Just like 14. Up and down we go. Oh, this must be Earthlight, huh? Could that be? Boy, look at that. We're going to have to do some fancy maneuver in here.
Oh, there's a long gate depression here before you get to Riesling. I don't think we're to Riesling yet. Riesling ought to be about 1.4, and we've only gone, 0.4.
Roger, Jim. We think you're short of Riesling now.
I think that's probably Riesling out about 11 o'clock to us, Dave.
Okay.
About, maybe 1 kilometer.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, the rover handles quite well. We're moving, and I guess an average of about 8 kilometers an hour. It's got, very low damping compared to the, 1G rover, but the stability is about the same. It negotiates small craters quite well, although there's a lot of roll. It feels like we need the seatbelts, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, really do.
The steering is quite responsive, even with only the rear steering. It does quite well. There doesn't seem to be too much slip. I can maneuver pretty well with the thing. If I need to make a turn sharply, why, it responds quite well. There's no accumulation of dirt in the wire wheels.
Just like in the owner's manual, Dave.
Okay, we're heading right. Yeah, man. Okay, I've got it on the wall here for a minute, and we're up to 12. As we head up slope, it drops off.
Yeah.
Are you deliberately slowing down?
No, I slowed down. I want to get my feeling here before we start spreading. Oh, look at this little fresh one. Little fresh boy, look at that. Lots of very angular frags all over the thing.
Yeah, we passed several of those.
Okay, I'm going to cut down to the south here, Jim.
Yeah, I thought it'd be best. Because I think that's probably range point 7. That's still not Risling. Shouldn't be.
Whoa! Hang on.
As we have a large subdued one at our 1 o'clock position, I'd estimate 50 kilometers wide.
Roger, Jim.
0.8.
Okay, how we doing on the heading, Jimmy?
Okay, if we're heading right for Elbow,
pick a spot here, okay. Do we have to pick your way?
No. We're only about halfway to checkpoint 1. We shouldn't, what I thought was Risling was probably not Risling. Risling is a larger crater, and it's out at about 1.4.
That's affirmed, Jim, right on.
Okay. Whoa. Hang on.
Fucking Bronco.
Yeah, man. You back off in the power, it keeps right on going. The zero phase lighting is pretty tough, Joe. We're going to have to make sure we keep it at an angle. Once I look into zero phase, it all looks flat. There's a nice little round 1 meter crater with very angular frags all over the bottom and the rims and glass in the very center. About a meter across.
Roger, Dave. And Jim, as you come up on the reel, you may want to turn your 16 millimeter camera on.
Yeah, when we get to the reel, we will, Joe. Can't see the reel at all from here. Still looking for Risling.
Roger.
1.1. Okay, right now our bearing is 039 for 1.1.
Roger.
Jim, give me, I just have to drive around these craters, that's all there is to it.
Yeah. But we have a large subdued one on our right about 60 meters wide with several small ones in the center. By small, I mean about 10 meters in diameter.
Roger, Jim.
Well, it really bounces, doesn't it?
Well, I think there's sort of the rear end breaks out at about 10 to 12 clicks.
Roger, Dave. It sounds like it's like steering a boat with the rear steering and the rolling motion.
Yeah, that's right. It sure is. Hey, there's a good fresh one right there.
Yeah, I was looking at that one at 1 o'clock to us right now. Very fresh, angular block, some lighter albedo material on the south rim.
Okay.
We kick up a little dust when we go through these craters.
Yeah.
Seems like when we get to the bottom, and I can see the trajectory of the fragments coming from the, looks like, you know, they're coming from the front wheels and coming up kind of around my arm and then forward.
Yeah, but it's not dusty. I mean,
it looks like millimeter type particles.
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay, let's see the distance. 1.3. Okay, I think there's a large one coming up at about 12:30 to 1 o'clock that could be Risling.
Okay.
Jim, that sounds good, or it could be the large one to the northwest of Risling. Risling may be coming up on your left now.
Yeah, there's a large one over there too, Joe.
Roger, but your heading is beautiful. Continue on.
Okay, our heading's averaging about 200, 210. Ben, this is really a rock and rolling ride, isn't it? Never been on a ride like this before. Whoa, boy. I'm glad they got this great suspension system on this thing. Boy.